Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Morning, Joe. Big deal happening in the tech sector. Japanese tech giant is buying into Arm Holdings, a British designer of microprocessors, for $32 billion. Is this a kind of vote of confidence for the UK economy so soon after Brexit, Joe?
I think it is. I mean, it's emblematic that there's good companies in Britain or the United Kingdom that are very attractive to foreign investors. So maybe at a discount relative to where the pound is, you're going to see more M&A come into Britain. But I do think it is a good sign in the sense of the private sector that there's very good companies in Britain, and they're not going to go away anytime soon.
And we've seen a lot of M&A money coming out of China into the U.S. How does Abenomics affect the kind of money that Japanese companies have for M&A activity overseas?
Well, I mean, corporate Japan has a lot of cash. They're sitting on lots of cash. They've built up over the last couple of years. They're looking to deploy it to grow. You know, M&A is becoming an avenue by which companies grow their earnings and their revenue. So I think the Japanese, confronting a very, you know, kind of sluggish backdrop at home, are looking to drive sales overseas. And M&A is going to be one avenue or one way by which they grow their earnings.
Looking back at the tech sector, Arm Holdings has actually outperformed its biggest customer, Apple, and recently in an IPO, Line also soared. And all these deals in the tech sector still abound. What are your views on the tech sector currently?
Well, we're overweight technology. I think, you know, if you're an investor, you should have some technology exposure, whether it's social media, whether it's the internet still growing globally. Remember, the digital global economy is still in its infancy. We've got 4 billion people, that's with a B, billion people never logged on to the internet, but they are through smartphones, cheaper computers, other devices. So I like technology. I like it across the spectrum, whether it's hardware, software, networking, or social media.
And the U.S., of course, is home to Silicon Valley. You see a lot of patents, a lot of innovation coming out of there. Do you see an M&A premium in the U.S. market causing a kind of gold rush for U.S. assets by, for example, Chinese buyers?
I mean, not so much a gold rush, just a lot of interest. There's been a lot of interest from Japan, China as well. I think India will step in there, but the United States is the innovative leader. We do have the companies, whether it's across the technological space. So I just think there's going to be always good underlying demand for good companies. And, you know, where the valuations that might get a little pricey here the next couple of months, but I do think there's still more upside when it comes to M&A technology in the United States.
And talking about U.S. companies, we just ended the first half of the year. How do you see the coming results seasons?
Well, you know, really, earnings season, you know, it's just begun. Early out, not too bad. I think year over year will still be down. But I do think in the second half, when you kind of look at the improvement in the energy sector, you're going to start to see earnings and revenue, top line growth, start to pick up. Nothing dramatic, you know, maybe like 4 or 5% year over year for the second half of this year. But I do think it gives some underlying support for the market rally that we've seen over the last couple of weeks.
Also, moving to the emerging market, we saw that attempted coup in Turkey. Does this in any way color your view about emerging market riskiness?
Not really. I don't think it should really, you know, kind of paint or color anyone's view. The emerging markets, they're very diverse groups, you know, whether it's South Korea, Malaysia, Russia, Brazil, Turkey, China. These are all different markets, different economies, different strengths. You know, I do think the big issue with the emerging markets is that right now you've got a good bid because the dollar is stabilized. There's lots of liquidity. China is growing by 6.5%. U.S. is growing. So I think there's a rally that's, you know, it's supportive. But you know, you've got to be selective in the emerging markets and not treat it as just one homogeneous group.
And so are you putting more money into the emerging market at this time? I believe that it has underperformed some of the more developed markets like the United States.
No, I mean, we're looking carefully, like, say, Mexico, perhaps, because it's tied into the U.S. industrial base, perhaps South Korea in electronics, China on the internet side of the equation, the private sector. So, you know, it's more sector-specific. And I do think when you talk about the emerging markets, it's less about countries and more about, you know, sectors and company leaders or emerging leaders in that space. So that's how you got to start to think about the emerging market.
Thank you so much. That's Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.